really don't have anything to say, really, do you? I mean, it's tough to explain that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just go out there after a loss. You never want that to happen when you try your best.
Safe to say that's just kind of been the way the whole season has gone, right? Even when you guys play well and get takeaways and things go your way, something goes wrong.
Yeah, I guess so, you know. I have to evaluate the film. Sometimes in the game, I know personally, I just try to focus defensively, focus on my job and, you know, the guys around me. But, you know, it's tough. You look at the scoreboard and you lost. You just want to know why. You think you played well, but it wasn't good enough. So,
what's it feel like as you walk off the field after a loss like that where you feel like you had everything going?
You know, it's tough. But then again, it's always tough. It's sad to say that, dang, you know, it's a feeling that's happened over and over again. But, you know, I definitely try to go into every game hoping that, you know, the outcomes will be different. This is a special time for me, and I'm trying to get as many wins as I can. So, you know, I'm trying my best to do that, and whatever happens, you know, you have to live with the outcome.
Usually when a backup quarterback goes in, you think you have an advantage. Today, the backup quarterback had more answers than the starter. What was that?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea. That wasn't Peyton Manning back there. So it's neither one of those quarterbacks are Peyton Manning. One is a backup, and you know, we didn't finish. I don't know what to say exactly, but you know, we have to capitalize when that happens, and we didn't.